Hi, everybody. Well, today is November 3rd, 2017. And today is Friday, so this is our paranormal Friday event. So let's see if we can get some paranormal questions coming through. And let's clear the date. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A little more energy here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that feels pretty good. Let's energize the light bean or beams on your monitor screen and bring in peace energy to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening, let's help you out with that one. So here we go. Think of it right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Looks great. So we'll see if our co-host is there. So, Ann, are you ready to go?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron, and welcome, everybody. It is Friday, November 3rd, 2017. It's Friday night, so that means it's Paranormal Friday. We've already gotten in several paranormal emails, so we thank you all for that. Please feel free to send an email during the show, or anytime actually during the week, to clfquestions@yahoo.com. And also, please continue to click on the form submission to send messages to our shows, and those will come right into our email account. The new option that's listed on the BBS page is not going to work. So just don't do that one, because we will not get your message. And we have a lot. Ron does, of course, every month, wonderful healing calls. There was one today, Ron, and it was just wonderful. I'm so still peaceful and relaxed from that. You make us real on all of these calls, and we get to go to the light ship for healings. And the one today is the cording removal, I think. Let me not say the wrong thing here. No, entity, excuse me. So the Friday is entity removal is the emphasis, but you also do a lot of healing for us and a lot of water charging, and it's just wonderful. And today was particularly healing and relaxing, Ron, so I know everyone on the call appreciates you. And Ron does special healing calls for us, and several of those are planned for the coming months. So try to keep up and listen to the radio shows as much as you can. And I guess the most important one to talk about is happening tomorrow. So if you haven't heard about this yet, well, first of all, start with the basics. It's going to be 1 p.m. Pacific time, and Ron is going to energize our homes with the Creation Lightship New Earth Energy. And he tested this out for us the other night on a call, and the people who, and I can attest to, it is extremely powerful and dramatic. So you make a donation on Ron's website, through PayPal. If you want just your bed and the 3 feet around your bed done, that is a $20 charge. If you want your whole apartment or ground floor activated, that's $100. And if you have a second story or third story, however many stories of your home you have, that's $100 each. And so, Ron, maybe say some more about that, because I want everyone to really hear that and be aware of what's happening, because it's really a spectacular healing.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, we're going to put in the energy as an infusion into your house of the new earth. So it's a new earth infusion. So like we said, 3 foot around your bed is $20. If you wish your whole bedroom, closet, maybe bathroom, et cetera, that's connected to it, master bathroom, that's $40. And then your whole house is $100. Each floor or story, you know, if it has multiple rooms, it'd be $100 then. You know, normally when you have a second story, you go up the stairs and, you know, maybe you have 80% of the space like you would, you know, in the downstairs. So that's $100. If you happen to have just a bedroom up there, you know, what is called a loft or something, then it's $40 like it would be having a room done as a bedroom. So if you just have one story in your loft upstairs as a bedroom, then it would be $140. So that's will be happening tomorrow, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern, and you can just send me a donation. You might want to just put in new Earth infusion on the subject line with the copy of your receipt, and I'll send you out the logins tomorrow. I sent out a few today to people, so I'm checking emails. I'll be checking them also, you know, tomorrow. So you should I'll be checking it up to the call, in fact. So hopefully you're going to be on the call. It's probably going to be about 2 hours in length, I'm guessing. And it could be absentee also. Just send me your house address if you would like that, and you're not going to be able to come to your house to actually feel the energy. So absentee works fine. So back to you. And we'll see what's going on.
Yes, and if I know a few people did already write in about how good their room or bed felt from the other night. So if anyone wants to write in, just to encourage people to do this, because I cannot say enough about how wonderful it is.
Yeah,
Ron, someone did write in that they are having some work done and stuff. Extermination after the call, and their concern, will that affect it in any way? I wouldn't think so.
I already dealt with that, so yeah, okay. That's okay.
Good.
So
okay.
If you need to have more instructions on it, you know, you can listen to the VBS show that we did on Wednesday. But
Great.
Anyway, that's probably up maybe now or tomorrow. But it's up to you to hold the energy. So you don't want to, the energy will be there. And like we said on many, many shows, if you can't hold frequency, if you're upset and angry or whatever, emotional dramas and traumas going on, you know, that you bring home with you, or you have something going on with somebody in your house, it's very possible that you will lose that room that you're arguing in, we'll say, just to make it you know, perfectly understandable, or you get that bad phone call and you get upset, you will probably lose that room itself to the darkness, because now that room is going to be on the old earth. The other parts of your house could still probably be fine. But remember, it's up to you to stay peaceful in your house. And I can't stress that any more strongly. This is your choice to keep the sanctuary going for you. This is your sacred place. And once you realize that, then you probably aren't going to want to, you know, do things to corrupt it. And you probably will need, not that you would may want to do, but you probably will need to do a space clearing on your house, keep it running if you can. And, you know, maybe we could talk about this clearing maybe on the Monday or Wednesday and Wednesday show, or maybe even tomorrow night after we do it on BBS. And people have suggestions on what clearings they can, but I know the location space clearing is probably very necessary for you to maintain peace in your house because you want to get the stuff out of there. So as it leaks off of you, remember, it'll go into your house, which will contaminate it. And remember, the light doesn't know darkness, so automatically your place will turn into darkness. And you don't want that to have happen to you. So there you go. And I would think, like, if you're watching some type of DVD or something and there's some negative things going, just keep the space clearing going. You know, maybe you're watching some type of a movie that's disturbing and it affects you and pushes your buttons, or the movie itself is not very good, you know, with having a lot of negativity, then the space clearing in that room should be enough to keep your place sacred for yourself. So it's up to you now. Ball's in your court after we do this here. So back to you.
Great. And the space clearing, I know a lot of people have done it, and you can buy it for the whole month for only $30. So that really sounds like a great idea for everybody to do. And Ron has said that it's great if you're traveling, and you can also, if you're traveling, and bring the computer or keep it up on your phone, and it'll kind of clear the way for you and your car as you're driving somewhere. Or if you're, well, I guess you can't leave it on actually while you're in the air, but it can help.
I have somebody who just sent me an email who I sent the codes to, and it says, do I need to have the off-planet transmission for space clearing completed too? I don't think you need that. So you're probably going to be okay because we're dealing with your house being here on this planet in the now. Even though it could be replicated somewhere else, no, it won't make any difference. You want to just work in the now, and that's why, you know, that's clearing is the location, space clearing. So that you probably need to have. And just keep doing that, and it'll keep your place very good. And I could even do, as an option here, you know, there are people who maybe work in a cubicle or something. So, you know, if it's, you know, the same size as your bed, basically, you know, we'll just say, just throwing a number out, 10 by 10. So if you have a workspace that's a 10 by 10 space, you know, that you go into every day, and you have a computer in your cubicle, that could be $20 if you wish to have that energized also. Just send me, you know, the receipt for your workspace with the address of where it is, maybe at a cubicle number or something. But you know, it'll be done for that space. So I just thought of that because there are people who, you know, have a workspace or maybe have an office. So if it's an office, it might be like a bedroom. I'm sure it's not going to be gigantic. So the most it could be is probably $40 for you. So if you need that done, we can oblige you with that. But you still want to do, you know, naturally the other clearing, the space clearing there. So you may have to get something that you can keep running in that office. You know, I think a tablet could probably work. You know, you could put it underneath your desk or something to, and just run it. So nobody can see it for you, you know. Anyway, an idea, and we'll see how it works. So back to you, Ann.
So, Ron, I'm just curious, if you were to look at someone's home or room who's, you know, already had Earth energy.
Yes.
Sorry, does it look like a lot of light is in the area? Does it look kind of like a cage is over it?
It's invisible.
Oh, it's okay. It's invisible,
It should be invisible because it doesn't hold darkness. You're just seeing what's in there. But energetically, it would look invisible.
So it's sort of a cleaner space.
Yeah, I remember duality has words and things in it, and you're just looking at the manifestation of everything that is, you know, there, but it, you know, it still is manifested, but everything should have light codes in it.
That's great. Great. Okay. And yes, and if you have any questions, send them in during the show tonight. If you, you know, can possibly get on there, I think it's really going to be wonderful. Okay. So a listener sent in something that she's suggesting our listeners might enjoy. It's on Netflix. It's called People of Tomorrow. Totally unreal, very disturbing, and gives you food for thought about the battles going on and the people without any advanced knowledge being hunted. So that's, again, called People of Tomorrow. Ever heard of that one, Ron?
I have not, no.
Yeah, me either. Sounds, you know, sounds awful, but probably the truth, unfortunately. So a lot of people have sent in their pets. That's so nice. We've got dogs, cats, horses. And just get here. Okay, we got in a nice paranormal, a paranormal story. Sorry, my computer is jumping, so 1 second here, everybody. Meantime, I'll just also add that tomorrow night, another BBS radio show, and I'm so sorry about the interference. At the same time on BBS Radio Station 2, and on Saturday night, Ron bilocates us the Creation Light Ship for a physical healing. So if you can possibly get on the not only the special call tomorrow, but the radio show tomorrow night, that'll be great. Okay, I'm going to keep talking, assuming being heard. Can you hear me, Ron?
Yeah, I can hear you, but it's kind of getting choppy.
Yeah.
On my end, but my it could be my phone. I only have one bar where I am, so I'm not trying to
maybe that's
sneeze or anything else. So it might be, you know, you're okay basically 95% of the time for me.
Okay, and now I can hear you fine. Okay, so I'll go on to this email. Coming into my office building this morning, I took the stairs to the third floor and immediately heard footsteps behind me. I reached the third floor and used my security card to enter. My office is right there, and I went to put my key in the door and heard the door from the stair entrance open and close, turned around, and no one was there. I was opening my office front door, and there was an attempt to push me. I went into my office, turned on the computer, and started the entity clearing, then worked with the location space clearing, and that worked. Because of all the clearings I do, especially the mind-to-heart drop, I was very non-attached to this incident. The energies the last couple of days have seemed to have been rough. For example, hearing sirens just about every hour, and then all day my phone would ring, I would pick it up, and no one would be there. Had about 10 of these type of calls, and no phone number showing up on the screen on the telephone. But it was fine. Despite all this, I had a good day because I was not affected. I did wake up during last night and felt something was going on, but again, maintaining peace. So was just not interested in all the negativity going on and for the most part not affected. Important to maintain the clearings and stay in peace. Thank you for all the clearings and all you do.
Yeah, great, great.
Well, yes, I applaud this listener for all that, you know, remaining peaceful. But that's pretty extreme behavior for entities, right?
Yeah, very, very, very strange, yeah.
Well, luckily, that's over.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. And another paranormal. A couple of years ago, I kept hearing the phrase in my head, now is the time, now is the time. I had such information fatigue that I couldn't be bothered to type that into a Google search. I was angry and tired, didn't want to do no more research for me. I realize now that if I had, I would have easily found you, meaning you, Ron, and saved myself much sooner from this rabbit hole I had fallen down. I was drawn to the contemporary version of Ra, and I was convinced he was Archangel Michael. And then I was convinced he was you, Ra, for Ron Ametron, R-A. I do wonder who was trying to point me in the right direction. I heard an archive show that your own spirit can pretend to be someone else you believe in or will listen to. Could my own spirit have played a part in this?
Yeah, it could be a possibility, yes. Huh?
That's very interesting. So close. Okay, another one. I just listened to an archive from a couple of weeks ago, and Ron brought in the Bigfoot to be cleared. Ron said they are very intelligent. Are they a peaceful race? That's one question. Do you know, Ron, the answer to that?
Well, the ones that I have felt energetically, I didn't feel any fear from them, put it that way. They have a big presence once you connect to one, but I never felt any fear.
Okay. And they go on to say, around 8 years ago, before Creation Lightship, I attended a sweat lodge and naming ceremony on an Indian reservation in northern Wisconsin. We were told it was the land of Bigfoot. People there have seen them. I spent the night, and at that time I communicated with the deceased loved one who was Paul, and he saw them, and he could not believe how tall they were. And he said, I felt at peace and had no fear. Back then I did not know better. Thanks for the input, Ron, and for the awakening. So that's interesting that this list, too, I had no fear that they seemed here. Hey, again, I'm going to keep...
For some reason, I don't know, maybe we could ask if you're cutting out with other people. You're cutting out, but it could have been my phone. I don't know. So.
Hmm. Okay, let me find out. Okay. I don't know if the BBS people are listening, perhaps.
Yeah. I could do a clearing here.
Okay.
We are.
So.
Okay. Well, I don't know. We were hearing some interference. Is it on my end, possibly, or is it Ron?
Yeah, you sound clear when I can hear you, but sometimes the audio on my end got cut off. But, you know, it could be just my location here. So, anyway, let's do a clearing for I'll do a sample location space clearing since we've been talking about that. And so we'll do that in your room that you're in. And here we go. You may not feel too much because the light beam's activated, but here we go. Releasing the energy in your room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, just see if it tends to feel different. It may not with the light beam being up, but we'll see. So back to Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Let me get back here to our emails. Okay, so there, people are hearing us cutting out. Thank you. Okay. So on the last show, you answered a question for a listener about relationships, and she commented, she wrote back in, your comment to me that my body doesn't want a relationship, but my mind does, it's in her mind more, I guess, might be true. I've always felt 50-50 in that regard. How can I come to peace with either or? I'm pretty sure my billboard gives out mixed messages. I'll do a relationship clearing, so I'll become clearer.
Yep, that's what you want to get, the relationship clearing. Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, and here is something interesting on the same subject as Bigfoot. A person wrote in, they found an article that, let me see where this is, CTV News in Canada. There's a person who's been tracking Sasquatch for years in British Columbia, is actually suing the government for not honoring Sasquatch as a wildlife species. It's a very interesting news article, and we'll have to follow that and see what happens. So he feels that they're denying that they exist, and that actually they need to be protected. Okay. Okay.
So we have a workshop coming up on the 11th of November. It starts at 10 o'clock Eastern, which is 1 o'clock Pacific. And the workshop will be from 10 to 6 with maybe a half an hour or maybe an hour break kind of in the middle of it, maybe around 1, 2 o'clock or something. So if you're interested, I can or send you some information on it, if you wish, and send me an email, and it'll also be on a conference call line, and the cost will be $20, and just send me your receipt like you did or have done in the past, you know, by going into PayPal, like what we're doing tomorrow. So if you're interested, that's on the 11th, and it'll be typically maybe a seven-hour workshop. First part will be about I don't have it in front of me, but we'll just say navigating through the finances in the new earth and how to hold your energy, et cetera. And then the second part, after our lunch break, we'll say I'll be doing a different cleanings and healings on people. So, and if you're listening and you happen to be in the New York area, the workshop cost is $50, and you'd want to send me, you know, an email, and I can tell you where it's going to be. So it's by Wall Street area. So I'll turn it over to you, Ann.
Right. Yes, we may have people listening who are in New York and would like to attend in person. Okay, somebody wrote in about Halloween. Using the natal barcode removal, I cleared many keywords discussed on the show and more that were long-term ingrained since childhood. It was a quiet event in my area and home, just like any other day. I feel safe from future hauntings of these words and the energies they bring. Thanks for a useful show.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, because the energies are still with you, so whatever you felt when you were a child or maybe having your children go out and do trick-or-treats or whatever, you know, with that evening, it can still be with you. And, you know, you really don't know what you're getting involved with as you go to each house and what they're doing to you. So Remember, you don't know what you don't know. That's the whole problem here. You know, so when you're in time, anything can happen. So back to you, Ann.
Right. Oh, so I'm so glad this person sent this in, because I wanted to mention that Sunday or Saturday night, it's the time change, Ron. So it's fall, back an hour. And a listener is asking, will a timeline crash work for the fall, spring, and New Year time changes? New Year's date, of course.
It's a little different. See, a timeline crash is for a situation with you. You're better off to hold the previous day and do it twice. Use that day twice so you're not, put on a timeline that everybody else is on, starting a timeline for the aliens to control you. Like I say, when it's the first part of the year, just stay on the last day of the year for a day, or even longer if you can, but one day would be adequate, because they will abduct everybody and change the whole year timeline for you. So that's the whole process, is not to get caught up. So with daylight savings time, or when they do the time change, by all means, you want to keep the day previous. Just do it twice. And that's the best thing that I would say to do. And notice that when you do change over the day after the time change, it's going to feel maybe kind of strange to you, because you're going to be on an old timeline, because you're on a timeline, and they're not going to realize that. And, not going to be under the control and the new programs that the aliens are giving you. So back to you.
Okay. Someone wrote in the now finger tap, a variation of the finger exercise I have found very helpful is to tap the tip of my nose as I say in the now, in the now, in the now. Combining this statement with a physical action syncs up my body and spirit to the CLS now. I do this daily in addition to the mind to heart drop.
Okay, that's good. That works for you. Wonderful.
I think it's a great idea if you're in a situation, especially around people, and you can't really do the finger exercise that you might want to do, and you could just sort of subtly touch your nose real quick at the tip of your nose.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. Thank you, listener. Okay, another question here, Ron. If a person you know has been taken and cloned out and you run the clone to light on them, they get a new spirit, right?
Yes.
Okay. Then they get taken and cloned. Pardon?
And a new body.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's wonderful. So then they go on to ask, though, they got taken and cloned again. And so I get to run it 100%, and I run it for 1,000 minutes.
Yeah,
what happens to the – pardon?
Yeah, just keep running it, there's something going on with that person, but typically just keep running it. And maybe, if it's your husband or wife, just keep running it, and they should be able to get restored to be human again.
That's great. So then the follow-up question, Ron, what happens to the emotional body? Does it return to the person after the clone to light is run, or do they get a new one?
They'll get a new one.
Hmm. And then do we need to run the deceased loved one on this person for the emotional body? So in other words, is their emotional body then sort of like another ghost running around the planet?
Yeah, there would be probably. Yeah, I'd say there would be. So do that clearing to get rid of their old emotional body that might be visiting you.
Wow.
Remember, it's a different frequency. it's a different frequency of the person, because the spirit is not the same spirit that incarnated. It's a brand new one. And the body's brand new, so the whole person is brand new again.
Okay. Good. But they've already done the spirit barcode for them. And okay, great questions. Thank you so much, listener. That was really, really good. Okay. And someone has a question about the New Earth transport, which is very important to do at the end of all the clearings you run, so that the energy from all of those that has been healed for you is firmly planted on the New Earth. So this listener writes, I listened to the BBS show November 4th, 2015, and you spoke about why you set the cost of the New Earth transport at 1 cent. And you said it would be a better idea to pay the 1 cent so we don't end up connecting to the dark side New Earth transport, which is paraphrasing. I felt the same and did purchase the New Earth transport initially, but it was a one-time payment. I have not purchased it for transporting subsequent clearings. Did it work for all the clearings I transported? Thank you.
Yes, it should work. I will mention about clone clearing, okay? This sounds a little different. Say that you were married for 20 years, and all of a sudden your spouse, we'll say, got cloned out. Okay. Well, if you notice, your spouse doesn't have a clue of what you're doing because they're cloned out. So you're living with a stranger. And before that time, they were probably involved with you and what you're doing. Kind of like a handler, maybe, you know, maybe trying to control you, etc. So if you make them into a human body again, that same process could happen to them again, and you might be better off with the clone. So, you know, think about that. We'll see if we get any comments on that. So back to you.
Okay, yeah, that is very interesting, Ron. So one listener, I don't know if they're listening, is having trouble connecting to the show tonight through the phone, and her sister, who's in New York, is also having trouble, so she's saying, cut it out, aliens. So maybe...
Yeah, we have something going on, too. I guess somebody mentioned that, you know, power outage is happening. I don't know. You might check that. I don't know how valid that is, but that's supposed to be happening this weekend, I think, different locations. So check that out. Some kind of governmental test or something. I can't say it's, you know, factual or not, but that's what I heard. So the next thing is I have some people that are out of the country. This is just a question to the listeners. And I don't think they can use Skype to get on, and they cannot necessarily use, you know, a phone card or something to listen to the BBS shows to call in. So does anybody out there have any information on how somebody could listen live to the BBS shows? You know, via something. We'll see what happens there. I know I had somebody from Africa who wanted to listen, but they couldn't connect. And I guess it was very costly to do so, to call in live. So we'll just see if anybody has a magical thing going on. And maybe people in the UK also have that problem, and it may cost them some money to listen live. I know on a BBS normally, you know, you can listen to it live, you know, on our website, createbyship.com, but there might be something else going on where you have to use a telephone. So anyway, if anybody has that suggestion, you can send it to CLS Questions or Maybe we could either read it or we could pass it on to people to help them out. So back to you, Ann.
Yes. Well, I know we have a listener in India who listens through Skype, but this person
okay.
tried Skype and it didn't work?
I heard that so far, but I don't know. Maybe let's find out if they do anything special on Skype or just having a regular, ordinary. To do a paid Skype by Skype they could call, or is it the free one? You know, I know there's two different types.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, there's another person who's written in from Africa now that I think about it. Now, I don't know if she listens to the calls live or listens to the archives or what, but maybe she's listening now and she can let us know.
Yeah, that'd be great. Sure.
Okay. All right, so I'll go back to some emails here. Somebody has purchased the Merkaba picture, and they place it on their food, well, not on their food, but to activate their food with peace. And they're just saying you can buy it at the expo and online, but it's not listed there. So I guess someone, if they want to purchase the Merkaba picture for you to activate for them, Ron, they could just write to you, right?
Yeah, that's correct, yes. Uh-huh.
And how much is that one?
It's I think it's $15, $5 shipping. So basically that'll cover it. What the one lady told us, and other people have tried this and they love it, they somehow, some way, have a piece of glass that they put on top of the Merkaba. Maybe they have a glass table that they lifted it up a little bit and moved it underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they bought a special piece of glass, and you'd probably want to get one that's tempered naturally. And maybe they just put that, on top of the pitcher. Remember, there's always something that could get spilled. The pitcher is, in a sense, laminated. But aside from that, you do want to, have a big enough piece of glass in case there is some type of accident. But from there, they have the Merkaba, I believe, underneath their plate on top of the piece of glass, and actually the Merkaba will make it so it's compatible, the food compatible to you. So you may want to just give that a try out there, everybody who has one, and just see how that works. Imagine you could probably do something simple with maybe like Saran wrap or something, just for a test, and just see what happens. But you don't have a hot plate on it naturally. But anyway, if anybody has one and you want to give it a try, it'd be nice to know what your comments are on doing that. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And I believe it was the last show. There was some talking about animals and their food, and someone wrote in to suggest you could always do the object activation on your animal's food.
Yeah, that's a good idea, yes.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. And, okay,
and you could probably even put your food with your, naturally if you have a dog or a cat, they're going to be in front of your computer, so you could do that activation with their pitcher, and maybe put the pitcher on top of the food and have the light beam transmit the energy on the activation to, point it at, at the pitcher and the food. So, yeah, that would work also.
Yeah, that's a wonderful idea. And also the water, I always ask for my cat's water bowl to be charged up on all the calls that you do, Ron, so she has a little charged water too.
That's great.
So, and still on animals, someone said the extinction of animals, is this the dark side taking them off planet, or is Creation Lightship doing this?
The Lightship, I don't think, is taking away animals here at all or anything, because they're already here. So the extinction would just be one of those things that happen. Naturally, they would probably be here if it wasn't from humans causing troubles or aliens doing things also. Remember, okay. We have pollutants here, and that can take away animals that, you know, used to be here. And with the pollution, they can't live here, so they become extinct. Back to you.
Okay. And somebody wrote in suggesting the generational clearings gets to the DNA and the past via the cells to help be more in the CLS now. So what that means is on a lot of Ron's clearings, you can go way back in the generations after you've done the healing, the whole life healing for yourself. You can do up to seven generations, then it goes in multiples of seven to clear any deep issues that you have that have come down in your in your lineage. Okay, people are sending in things. I've heard of a program called Virtual Shield, where people outside of the U.S. will have to somehow put this together, Ron, because if the person can't listen, they're not going to be hearing me talk. So I'll put this all together on one email and send it out. And a few people are saying there's a WhatsApp, like instead of WhatsApp, WhatsApp. A couple of people sent that in. Thank you, listeners. They're really coming through. All right, so I won't read these on the show tonight because, as I said,
What's the shield one? Well, what's the shield used for and the WhatsApp? What is that, to listen to the shows?
Right, yes. They're helping out the person you mentioned from Africa. Virtual Shield.
Virtual Shield, huh? Okay.
Yeah. They say people outside of the U.S. are able to get into the U.S. internet instead of the internet based in the country where they are. So if you could use that, then you could listen to the BBS shows. And then WhatsApp, like a little joke, instead of WhatsApp.
Okay.
And a lot of people. So I will collect all of this, Ron, and put it into one email and send it out. Oh, it's one word, WhatsApp, capital W, and then capital APP, but all squished together, one word, in case anyone who's listening is interested in
Great.
Looking that up. Yes, thank you, listeners. Everybody got right on that.
And does that work on conference calls? It won't be a phone line. So I'm just wondering if there's something that's out there with a phone line people can get onto a conference call. But sometimes the calling cards will not accept when you start pushing buttons, you know. And even some phones won't accept it. You know, they know that it's going to be a conference call because you're having to text in something. A number that the cell phones won't allow you to do that. So anyway, just any ideas out there could help people. So thank you, Ann.
Okay. And, of course, if you have some issue, for instance, for tomorrow's call, for whatever reason, and you can't get on the phone, you can be absentee, as Ron has said, and you'll get all the same energy that everyone else is getting. Just go to PayPal and make your donation, and you'll be on the call. And you don't have to worry that you weren't able to phone in and check in and everything. Okay. A question about the light infusion chamber. Does this work on the 108 invisible bodies?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so I guess then they may have been asking, because this was here a while, this question, for the light infusion chamber you set up at the at the expo, but you also have the Light Infusion Whole Life Clearing on the website. So I guess it works on everything, right?
Yes, it does. Uh-huh.
All the parts of us.
Yep.
Okay. And still getting in. Okay. Oh, for the Merkaba, it's possible to make it into a placemat by pressing plastic on it. If you go to Target and other places, they'll make it for you. That's interesting, Ron. That would that doing something like that interfere with the that wouldn't interfere with the energy or anything, right?
I don't think so. No. Uh huh. It should still work.
Great. Okay, we've got interest.
And you may want to do a space clearing or object clearing on the placemat. You know.
Right. Right.
You use it, but you know, a piece of glass probably won't hold much, but just for a test, you know, I would say that would be okay.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, listeners, so much for all these helpful suggestions for that person. Okay. Someone sent in, invisible. I like that we're being taught how to be invisible. Well, we hope when we shrink wrap, I think that's what they mean. And then they talk about different texts like Don Juan and William Henry's show. And there's things, you know, how there's power of dark energy. And also the Gnostics call it the perfect garment, et cetera, where you can't see us. This is what Ron is teaching us now. Thank you. So they're finding things in, you know, history, Ron, that are kind of showing us the same way to kind of be safe and escape entities and aliens. And
yeah.
It's true. There are other things that have a lot
possibly,
of truth in
yeah.
them. Right.
It could be possible, you know. Most of that stuff, I think, would be light of the darkness, using magic to do that. Of course, not going to be using, you know, light, but it may look like light as you're, you know, viewing that and stuff. But, you know, I'll just leave it at that. So what we're doing is we're making your house becoming into the now. And when you're in the now, then there's no darkness, because you're just in source energy and peace. But once you understand that, everything in mind energy is a law of cause and effect, which is darkness, because it has duality to it, and you never reach peace. That's, you know, like the love energy versus peace. So, but you can feel good in the light of the darkness, you know, under certain circumstances, but it's still not the same thing. Everything that the darkness does is copy the light, but they can never fully copy it. And you may not have enough, you know, of your senses, we'll call that, to be able to discern whether it's light or darkness. So what we're giving you on this call tomorrow, making your house into the new earth, will be, in a sense, you're going to be, we could just say, invisible to the darkness because it's light. And the darkness is not going to want to come into your space of light because the light will be too strong for it unless you invite it in by having your dramas and traumas follow you into your door. So, you know, I can't express that enough. You need to, you know, stop thinking and be peaceful. Even if you say that crap day at work and I got all this frustration happening to me, then, you know, do the mind a heart drop. Maybe, you know, keep that anchor in you on the way home. Do it before you walk into your house or get onto your property, and then walk in to your house and your thoughts should not really be there. So we'll find out more after doing this, how people are sensing and feeling the energies. So far, I had everybody who's commented about their bedrooms as being wonderful and sleeping well and everything else. So, you know, we'll just see how this holds for people and how you feel, you know. So back to you.
Yeah, it's pretty extraordinary how different it is. Like, I don't even feel bad or anything, but I'll just walk into the bedroom and all of a sudden I'm smiling for no reason. It's just it's an upliftment and it's light, and so I'm really looking forward to having the whole place done. So somebody has a request. I believe they're saying, I run the space clearing every day, but sometimes it turns off before I wake up, or if I'm gone, it expires before I get home. Could you consider...
Change the timer on it.
Right. They're saying you can only run it 480 minutes, but that's not true. You can change. You can run it for as long as you like. I mean, not really, not too many, but you can...
Change a timer to maybe, you know, add another... run it for 600 minutes or something, you know?
Right. There are only a few that can't be changed. One is the auric protection. That's only, the longest is 480 minutes. But the space clearing, you can change. So anything you'd like. I just feel like we're coming already close to the end of the show, but we have so many things going on that I feel like I just want to mention a couple of others before we go. So if you are interested in Ron's live over the conference call healings, you might want to write some of this down. So again, tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific time is the bringing in the new earth energy into your home. And on November 25th, also a Saturday, also at 1 p.m. Pacific time, cost is $20. Ron is doing a brain cell rejuvenation healing. There's going to be 4 sessions of it, and this is part one. It will last for 2 hours. He did a sample, kind of a beginning, on one of the shows one night called A Brain Partition, and this is going to do even more than that, and that's going to be spectacular. Then in December, on the 23rd, also 1 p.m., and that's also a Saturday, he's going to do the body organ restoration. This is the 4th or 5th time Ron has done a spectacular clearing where he goes through every organ in the body and restores it to health.
That might be the 25th.
Oh, okay. You know, Ron, you were saying the 25th. The 25th is, let me check if I'm right. December 25th, which is, of course, Christmas Day. That is a Monday.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to do that on the 25th.
So you do want to do it on the 25th. Okay, well,
yeah.
Thank you. That's my error then.
Yeah.
I thought you meant maybe that Saturday, the 23rd. So
yeah,
we're going to actually do it on Christmas Day.
Yeah, we'll do it on Christmas Day.
Oh, wonderful.
People might be, you know, they'd be out shopping on that, and they probably couldn't do it, you know. That's why I picked the 25th.
Okay, great. So... anyone who is writing that down, it's the 25th. And there's a lecture on finances that's going to be happening in New York City, which you can write to Ron to get the specifics of that if you're in New York City or can get to New York City. But if you cannot and you're interested, it's a long, not long really, but compared to the things Ron normally does, it's from 10 to 6 Eastern time, and it's you can, no matter where you are, listen for $20. So that's the usual PayPal, $20, send Ron the receipt, and he'll send you the phone number to call to listen to that call, to the lecture, just like we did when Ron had the Expo Talks. And then, of course, January 1st, set your intentions for each month of the coming year. And everyone really enjoys that healing, Ron. Do you want to say anything else about all the things that are coming up the next couple of months?
No, you hit it all. That's good.
Okay. So, and it's nice. I think it's good to keep reminding everybody. We'll talk about it again tomorrow night, because it's nice to prepare your calendar, you know, have it on your calendar, have your, you know, finances worked out and everything. So Ron, of course, wants everybody to participate as much as they can in everything.
Yeah, and if you have, you want to do your house tomorrow, you know, and you're, you know, you need to have an extra time for payments, you know, I'll take payments on that. So that's no problem, you know, just probably by the end, I'll just have it paid up by the end of maybe February or something. I'll give you a few months there to do that. I wanted to, you know, jump the gun on this clearing to make your house in the new earth. I could have waited till next year, but, gee, you know, why do that? You know, you could have take advantage of this for two extra months. So that's okay if you wanted to have delayed payment. Just send me information, and I'll send you the logins for that. Sent out a few tonight here. So I'll be checking tomorrow. Up to the time that we start doing this process here of making your house. And it worked great with you on the call with the light code. So this should be just wonderful. So anyway, let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. Here we go. Need to say this out loud. So it's very simple. I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening. And hopefully be on the call tomorrow. And thank you, Anne, for helping, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful evening. See you later.